Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Your host, Forrest Kelly, looks for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Here's your host, Forrest Kelly.
4 years ago, I started the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast with an interview of Bear Creek Winery and owner-operator Lewis Maurer. So I thought on the anniversary, I would talk to Lewis again and see what things have changed. And I brought along my good buddy, Doug Vincent, who hosts the podcast Walk and Roll Live Disability Stories. So it's myself, Doug, and Lewis. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Lewis Maurer, and I manage Bear Creek Winery in Homer, Alaska.
Hi, Lewis. Last time we talked was 4 years ago, and you were the very first time that I'd done started the podcast. I think it would had been how many years since you took over the winery from the previous owners?
Well, if it was 2020, it'd only been 1 year.
Okay, so yeah, you were pretty green in the process.
Yeah.
You took it over from your parents or in-laws or...
My in-laws, yes. They founded it in 2003.
Okay, so everything's going okay?
Yeah, we are. Well, we're celebrating our 20-year anniversary this year. They founded our lodging. We have suites here on site in 2003. The tasting room opened in 2004. So we're celebrating our 20-year anniversary of having the tasting room and Alaskan-grown fruit wines available to the people.
Production-wise, where are the numbers today?
We are producing just over 20,000 gallons. That equates to about 9,000 cases. It's certainly more than some and a lot less than others. We're still considered a boutique winery for classification purposes. I mean, our first year we did 600 gallons.
A boutique winery. I'm sure that people recognize that right off the bat when they look at your shoes. Like right now, you're wearing some pink pumps.
Yeah, right. Not with snow on the ground, not with 20-degree weather outside, I'm not.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. There's some context. We're in Southern California where it's sunshine and blue skies and 70 degrees, and you've got snow on the ground.
Sure. Oh, yeah. It is actually snowing right now.
So at 20 degrees and it's snowing in March, what do you do at this time of year to keep the winery moving forward?
Yeah, so right now, one unique thing of what we have going on compared to a traditional grape winery is that our fruit we bring in, that's a normal like growing season, summer, and then late summer and fall harvest. But everything gets frozen, so we're able to spread our production out all year, or we actually do the bulk of it during the winter season before we get into our busy summer season. We are trying to get ready for summer in multiple different ways. So that's like getting the tasting room ready. We're doing some, touch up, paint, whatever. And then also having the, getting all the wine bottled that we think we're going to need for summertime.
Kind of to put things in perspective a little bit, I know, Doug, when you picture a winery in Homer, Alaska, and with the name Bear Creek Winery, what do you picture in your mind? And then we'll let Lewis kind of counteract that with the reality.
Well, I'm trying to picture this because traditionally, I'm thinking wine is grown in, or at least the grapes for wine is grown in like arid conditions, and you're talking about snow and 20 degrees, and so I'm kind of wrapping my mind around it a little bit, but I guess it's not grapes necessarily, it's fruit wine. So does that make a difference in how you produce? And are you a grower as well of the fruit that you use to produce your wine?
Yes. So it makes a big difference. We do grow some of our own fruit, but the bulk of it we get from family groups and then like people doing farmers market with a surplus, so relatively small volume growers, and then there's one or two larger commercialist type growers that we work with in the state, but most of it's right here in Homer. A lot of it is right here in Homer. And then the other part of your question, so our focus has been from when we started, I mean, my father-in-law Bill got into the whole wine scene and business by just friends that were doing it as homebrew. They're making their own wine basically, and he's like, that's cool, I can make my own wine, I want to do that. So, and everybody focused on what they could get locally, what they could grow in their backyards, raspberries, blueberries. That's how all that came about. So he spent about 10 years experimenting with local fruits and berries, figuring out what worked, what didn't work, before opening up the tasting room and then having offerings for the general public.
Thank you for listening. This episode of the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iISM. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.